Of course, the vendors of the Big Shoe are the heart of the magazine, and this week is all about celebrating them. Earlier in the week, we spoke with Mark, one of the Big Issues' Adelaide vendors and the cover man of this edition of International Vendor Week. Joining us now to speak more about the stories making up this edition is the Big Issues editor, Amy Hetherington. Welcome, Amy.
Morning, Tom. Morning, Casey. And happy Vendor Week.
Happy Vendor Week to you too. So this is such an awesome thing to celebrate, and you guys have a very moving feature series of stories from the vendors across Australia titled Letter to My Younger Self Series. Can you tell us about this one?
Yeah, so this is our edition that's celebrating our vendors. We celebrate them every edition, really, but we've really handed over a lot of the pages to our vendors this week. And the Letter to My Younger Self series is something that we regularly do in the magazine, but probably with a bit more well-known faces. So we had Paul McCartney recently in the mag, and this edition is for vendors. So one of them is Mark, who, as you said, is the cover star, and you spoke to him this week. And what they're doing is talking to their 14, 15, maybe 16-year-old selves and really telling them, you know, life will get better, essentially, and maybe some pitfalls to avoid through life, and celebrating their wins that they've had as well.
Now, this is something, as you said before, that you, like Paul McCartney, you've asked to do. This is something that is a staple part of the Big Issue. What do you think was is so useful about it, about people looking back and speaking to their younger selves?
I think people like to do it, which is a great thing for us in order when we're talking to people and setting up those interviews. And it becomes a really easy conversation, people talking about their past and what made them who they are today. It's a really a self-reflective thing. And people, once you get them going, they can tell you some really interesting stories, and it's quite revealing in what they tell about themselves and how they got to where they are. And I think for a lot of us, it's really interesting to see, you know, how Paul McCartney became Paul McCartney and part of the Beatles. When it's our vendors who are doing it, it is a process of self-reflection, and it's looking at, like I said, the wins and their triumphs, but perhaps also looking at other things, like saying maybe don't, you know, maybe listen to your parents a bit more, or it's not a great idea to get in the car with your friends on that day, or even things like buy shares of Apple or IBM when you can. And you know, that's a bit Back to the Future-esque kind of stuff, but it's also having a look at yourself. And it's a really interesting exercise to do personally, actually. I've sort of tried to do it myself, and it's pretty tough.
Now, when we spoke with Mark on Monday, he said he found it really, really therapeutic almost. Is that the sort of tone that from most of the vendors?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's this tone of hope. So, for example, with him, he's saying, you know, yes, you know, your parents did get divorced. It did hit you hard. You know, maybe you went off the rails at this point. But I think it's also looking back at your life and saying, hey, you know what, I actually managed to get through that, and I did that in a really good way, and I'm okay, and I'm here, and I'm having a good life now. One of our other vendors, Trevor, who's in the Blue Mountains, he's talking to his younger self, and he's saying, you know, it will get better, you will be loved, you will be doing something where people listen to you and you will be heard. And it's also, you know, that I'm hoping that maybe there's someone out there who might be going through a bit of a tough time themselves, and they can read this and see that there is a way out of some situations, and there can be a silver lining.
Is there any potential for a future issue or a series that has letters to the future selves, where you might have vendors talking to, you know, themselves in 10 years' time and saying, "This is where I am. This is a reminder of where I was and where I aim to be."
That's a fantastic idea, and it would be, I guess, like opening a time capsule and seeing where you were and that sort of thing. I think that's a great idea.
Good idea, Casey.
Yeah, now.
Pitching ideas. Now, in your editorial notes at the start of this this edition of The Big Issue, you said that buying The Big Issue can improve health. How does this work?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, there's all these studies about the blue zone and people living long lives and longevity. And when they go and look at all of this stuff, You know, it's about what you eat, and it's about where you live, but also it's a really essential thing for people to have community around them. There's, on the flip side, been studies recently about loneliness and how it can impact people's health on the same level as smoking, 15 cigarettes, that sort of thing. So it's really about community and having people around you and having that network and support out there, whether it's family, whether it's friends. And look, I'm addicted to TED Talk podcasts, and I was listening to one recently, and they were saying that what's really essential as well, which I found quite surprising, is those connections that you have, unintentional connections through the day. So it might be talking to your barista, having those, someone at the shop, maybe your neighbour, and it's on the same level, you know, to your local big issue vendor. So it's really connecting yourself into the community and having that sense of belonging.
We're speaking with Amy Hetherington, editor from The Big Issue. Now, as we said, it's International Vendor Week, and as such, focus on the vendors that sell The Big Issue. But you also looked at how this is being celebrated internationally. What was that like?
Oh, yeah, so it is an international celebration. We're part of an international network of street papers. There's about 100 of us internationally. And within our network, The Big Issue is a social enterprise. So what that means is, you know, we create this magazine, which our vendors then buy from The Big Issue for $3.50. They sell for $7, so they're making 100% profit, which they keep. And so what we do is, it's a self-sustainable enterprise. And within the network, there's other enterprises that have come up which are creating employment opportunities for people who maybe face homelessness or disadvantage all around the world. So we all sell magazines or street papers, but then at The Big Issue, we have other things like the Women's Subscription Enterprise or the classroom program where students come along. And there's some really ingenious things that are also going on around the world. So in Greece, for example, they're using old editions of the magazine to make these amazing-looking arts and crafts. They've got they're making clocks and lamps out of, I guess it's paper mache, out of the old magazines, but they actually look pretty cool. And then there's some cafes that have come out where vendors work in the cafes. One that I really love is in Oklahoma City, they do something on Valentine's Day where you can order flowers from your vendor, and they sell flowers just for Valentine's Day. So there's a lot of great ideas that are coming out of the network to really help support people with employment beyond just the magazine itself.
Excellent. That's always good to hear more things coming out of The Big Issue. Now, you've got a whole year left. What's the future of The Big Issue for 2018 look like?
Oh, well, bright, hopefully. Casey, it's looking really great. This is our 22nd year. We have more vendors than ever. This morning we're doing, in Adelaide itself, we're doing CEO selling this week, which means there's, you know, high-profile people out with us selling the magazine to help raise awareness. Premier Jay Weatherall will be selling this morning from 8 a.m. around at Adelaide Railway Station. But besides things like that, in terms of the magazine itself, we have our regular magazines that will be coming out. We always have a big fiction edition, which we can announce soon. So if you want to start writing short stories, that's always a good thing. We've got a great cover coming out on Friday, I won't give away yet. We'll wait until next time I'm on. But, yeah, it's really, The Big Issue continues to thrive. It continues to grow. And a lot of that is to the support of the public and getting behind our vendors. And we hope that this week in particular, people will remember to go and get cash and go out and support their Big Issue vendor by buying a Big Issue.
Absolutely. And as you said, it's very important. And the vendors do make 100% profit from that, and really feel fulfilled from their work, as we learned from speaking to Mark on Monday.
Yeah, that's it. So the income's a really important thing, but so is also the stuff that goes around that. So it's community, friendships, skills, confidence, getting out of the house. And I think what he was saying, which is integral, is it's giving people purpose again.
Absolutely. Well, Amy, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you. Nice chatting.
So Amy Hetherington, editor from The Big Issue. as we said, you can find out all about that at thebigissue.org.au, or make sure you get out there, support your local vendors.